is a burning flame. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell.
Welcome back. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and unless you're from another planet, you will know that's the music of Johnny Cash. And it's funny when you, and maybe it's just me, but you just start talking low and everything, don't you? You think you're part of it. I have to say, from my left, Les, you're very welcome. Good to see you again. And Greg, Caroline,
hello.
How's it going? And JP, Jimmy, and Michael, good to have you with us. This is the JP Mac Cash Returns Johnny Cash tribute act. What would you describe it as? That crossing every line, because you must have about five Facebook pages up there. Every time I send you a message, I don't know which one is in.
Yeah, going to JP. Cash Returns. That's the one we go for, Paul. That's the ones we're trying to let people know about.
Of course. Hi, it's good to have you back. I think it was May. I can't remember when you were up last year.
Can't remember. It was me and you last time.
Yes, you were there.
I was there. And destroyed a few songs.
Yeah, last year. But no, it was good crack.
It was good crack. We got a great feedback from the listener up as well.
Oh, we said, because a lot of people, even today, people were mentioning, you know, asking about the fact that you're coming up and stuff. So what have you been doing? Doing a tour, basically, and that's...
Yeah, misbehaving, usual. We've been doing a few more gigs up at Belfast, up at the Crumlin Road Jail.
How many times that now you've played? It's over the 100, is it?
That's almost not far off in the last few years.
That's the last time you were up, I think. It's been a few. 60, 70, something you told us, you know.
It's been around there. So, when we've been over there, I've done a few things in Newcastle over in England, and we've been over in Aberdeen.
Was
Scotland
that right?
As well, yeah. We've doing a thing there over with Crawford Bell and a couple of few guys.
Crawford? Yeah. Crawford's still going out.
Crawford. Gentleman. Actually, funny story, when we went over, we found out he was over himself with his band.
Aye.
But we flew back on the same day. But I had agreed to with Paul McKenna on U105. See, he was doing a thing for the refugees, you see, in the Sleeve Donard.
And
funny enough, Crawford was playing at that as well.
Aye.
So just impromptu, like, there was about 9-10 acts, was there? And then we're all backstage, and just the last minute, like, Crawford had brought his trumpet with him. And just pure ad lib. The guy, the gentleman that he was, I asked him, I go, any chance you could do that for, play old trumpet there for Ring of Fire? And not a problem. He came out on stage.
No bother.
Absolutely no bother.
And that was an added thing, wasn't it, really? The
it was. We just weren't expecting it at all. You know what I mean? We usually be doing keyboards, whatever, but it sounded amazing. Like, you know, he's a talented guy.
He is. He's, and as I say, like a big showband man. And I've watched him before many times with different bands, and he's still... I haven't heard him in a while now, in fairness. Caroline, you're back on the scene again.
I am, yes.
You were off for a while.
I was.
Yeah. And how's everybody?
Oh, she's doing great. That's good. So she's like cranky there. That's why I was running late. That's my excuse now for the next wee while.
Oh, right. What age is she now?
She's 3 months. Sorry.
And you're out on the road again.
Yeah.
You enjoying it?
I love doing it. So I do. So it feels more like a hobby rather than... a job, so it does. So.
Well, that's the way. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be taking it too seriously at the same time, you know. Do you know what I watched, hey? And it was probably in the back of your, the last time you were up here, and watched it recently, that Walk a Line film.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realise how a lot of problems Johnny Cash had in his life. I did not realise that, you know.
He did. He'd actually more than even that film depicts when I read a couple of his books. And there's a few choice stories in there, stuff that wouldn't be suitable for a film, say. Well, definitely under a PG rating anyway, so he was a guy that got up to a lot of stuff, so he was, and a lot of stuff happened to him.
He certainly did. He settled down right in the end of it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did all right.
I don't think he had much of a choice.
No.
But I love the role that was portrayed as June Carter. Just thought it was amazing. You know, she seemed a really amazing woman and great vocalist. I didn't actually realise how good a vocalist she was in her own right.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that story. I just thought she, you know, when you don't know, you have different things in your head, you know.
She was, yeah, when, because Joaquin Phoenix, I think it was like 6 months leading up to it, he had to learn guitar, so it wasn't actually bluffing. Like, you know, a lot of times they just basically hold their hands over the fretboard and then just kind of basically what I do at gigs.
Funny enough, I can't play the guitar, but I have a guitar, and that's what I do all the time.
Bluffing for 3 years.
I find it better with no strings. Have strings cut your fingers.
Jimmy's got one and he's been flaying. He's the one. I have to pay more to get to play two.
You know? So the band, well, you were, it was just yourself and Les up the last time.
Yeah.
Is this the entire band? Or?
This is the whole lot. And then we have got Darren from Audio Rent as well. He comes out and he does our sound and our lighting for us. He's been doing it now since around May time as well. Like, so he's a member of the band as well.
It's a fairly big production now, isn't it?
It's, yeah, well, considering that what was me and Gav Kelly doing a two-piece on acoustic guitars playing locally. Like,
is that how you started it?
Yeah, that's how it... Well, we just did a mix of stuff.
Aye.
But it was the Johnny Cash stuff that kind of stood out well whenever I sang, like, you know. Aye. So you know, it was just a couple of guys here there, like, you know, you need to delve into it a wee bit more, you know.
Have you ever thought of recording anything on your own with the Cash voice?
I have, and I have done.
Have you?
I have, and I just got it done there about 2 months ago, but I haven't released it yet. I'm kind of nervous about it, but a song called Ghost Train. Basically, I was flicking through Facebook and I seen there was a lot of horrible stories, one after, not that there's much good stuff on there, to be quite honest, like, do you know what I mean? There was some really bad stuff, and I was just thinking, what would Cash's
slant be on that?
Yeah, what would his thing be on the whole Facebook, and like, I hit a thing for trains, and I kind of tried to mix the whole thing together, like, and I'm quite happy with it. It was actually the first song I actually sat down and wrote from finish to end instead of walking away with. Usually you'd write a couple of lyrics.
Have you thrown it under the set yet? No,
I haven't. No, I haven't put it on there. I'm going to include it in the new show. We're going to be starting a new show for the next 2 months.
What? And you say a new show? What are you talking about?
Oh, it's new Cash songs. So anybody that's going to be, that has came to see us before, mm-hmm. It's not going to be the same songs again, and it's going to be a different setup. There's.
But are people not looking for the classics?
They're looking for the classics, but it's like when we were talking there, the ones in the jail there up in Belfast. Now they've come. Some of them have come 20, 30. One girl, Lexi,
has come to every single
show.
Even when we do 3 in a row.
Even when we do 3 nights in a row, she comes to the.
She's
got 20 quid a ticket.
Yeah.
A 20 quid a ticket. So
you have to get a concessionary rate.
Well, we've got her under a few shows, like, you know. But we thought just for those, even if we had a different like a concert, and then we had a dance set. Because Cash, because it's repertoire songs, you can kind of delve into, you know, you can kind of get that option that you can choose. So, but it's definitely, even for ourselves, like, we want to mix it up a little bit. While we're still keeping the Johnny Cash and keep the hits on there.
Do you have a set list then when you're, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's stick to
people want to hear, and they still want to hear Ring of Fire.
There's stuff that you can't believe. Yeah. You can't leave out Jackson. You'll get lynched.
You definitely would.
Leave out the Ring of Fire.
Funny, there was a fella that, I forget it, Jim Brown was an Elvis impersonator. Yeah. And Jim released an album,
Gravelands,
15 years ago. It was about songs that Elvis might have recorded.
It was songs that like Nirvana and stuff were on it, like there was AC/DC on it as well.
I got this album, and I just thought it was brilliant because I'd been a fan of Elvis. I thought his voice was so unique, and that's why I'm just wondering about the Johnny Cash thing with your own.
I've thought about it, like, and maybe putting slant on it, because if you listen now, like, there's not really many singers out there with no real baritone kind of voices. Cash was more like a bard, like a storyteller, wasn't he?
He had a great way about him,
like, and that's not really there anymore. Like, so it'd be nice to maybe bring something back. I think Rick Rubin picked up on it whenever they picked him for the American recordings when he did Hurt and The Man Comes Around and those kind of songs.
Did you ever get a reaction from... You got a reaction from one of his band members, wasn't it?
Yeah, as a drummer. W.S. Fluke Holland. He heard Folsom and he heard Hurt. Well, I sent them to him because I seen that he had a radio show, internet radio show called JohnnyCashRadio.com. So just on a wing, I just thought, here, I'll send him these links to MP3s to see what he thought. Not knowing that I was getting an email back then going, we really like them, but we need a hard copy. So I was like, okay, burned them off in the CD and printed off a wee bit about myself. And I asked them with any chance of a, because like their times is completely different from here.
Yeah.
So I was in my bed. But I asked them to send me a podcast, and then I was sitting listening through and thought, no, I couldn't hear anything. And then I heard the track, but then I heard him talking about it, and he played both of them the whole way through. Okay. But the things that he said about the tracks themselves were like the hair stood on the back of my neck. He really loved them. Like, and
very good. That's a man with no leg.
Well, a man sat behind him for 40 years.
Is that how long he played with him?
Yeah, 40 years.
God.
Right up. And the rest of the members, Marshall Grant and Bob Wooten would have had a good spell with him as well. But he was the longest serving. So he was.
Right. Well, we'll talk more. We want to get another song.
Alright, well, we'll do a bit of Folsom. Alright.
In your own time.
Well, I hear the train coming. Well, it's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison. And time keeps dragging on. Well, that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, well, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
All right, Luther.
Fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. All right. If that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it all a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle
Brilliant. Brilliant. Obviously, that gets the reaction, that one.
That's an opener.
What about, what do you call the one where the, what's the song you sung in the prison about? They all go mad in it, all the prisoners. What do you call it?
There's a few cocaine
San movies. Quentin.
Oh, San Quentin as well, yeah.
Do they fire the chairs in the crumb if you're up doing that?
There's a few cries of one been far off at night, to be fair. And a couple of Donegal gigs too, actually.
It could be a chance. Is that what you open with?
It has been. It's been because I think Cash opened it with most of the shows, so we just thought, yeah, why, we're no better, so we'll just start. It's always, it's great. As soon as you hear that.
Aye.
You know where you're at then.
Definitely. So you had a great night in Derry.
Yeah, in the Everglades on Saturday.
Big crowd?
Yeah, full house. We played there a couple of times now, and it's gone really from strength to strength. Great crowd. This was probably the best one. They were up from the get-go, especially in the second half. The pace was just jumping.
Is that how the program's done? You do two halves? Is that
you do two halves, yeah. I do mine at the beginning. Funny enough, then they get it whenever you came on stage.
Yeah.
Why not?
The woman starts.
Why not?
But they were on the floor. They were absolutely brilliant to play. It makes our night a hell of a lot easier.
Oh, of course. You enjoy it more then.
Oh, yeah, completely.
And you're playing now locally. Tell us your dates now coming up.
This Saturday night, funny enough, we're in a show in Gateway in Buncrana.
Have you played there before?
We have. We played this time last year in there. There was a big crowd, so there was. Good. Hoping we get it bigger again now if we can. Mm-hmm. That's this Saturday night. What time's the doors at? I think it's doors are open at about 9 o'clock, so if anybody's interested, get in touch, because I don't know what way the tickets are at the moment, but I was told they were selling pretty quick.
That's good.
In Juwan. Then we're in Jackson's Hotel in Balbuffet on the 16th of March as well. And then we're actually really looking forward to it. It's our first time in the Millennium Forum in Derry on the 17th of June, Friday the 17th of June.
Is that a concert, is it?
Yeah, big concert where we took it on, yeah. We're going for it,
Is there anything new in that? Is that part of your new show?
Yeah, that'll be hopefully at that stage we'll have it well tied down and well polished off. And
When's was Johnny Cash's birthday?
It was...
Is that a time for you?
His birthday is February 26th, I think. So right. You're going to get emails now. The messages gone. What kind of man's that?
It was Luther's birthday last week, wasn't it?
Hey?
It was Luther Perkins' birthday.
It was Luther. It was the same day, actually, as David Bowie, God rest him. And
Thursday or something?
He also was...
Elvis?
And Elvis as well.
Shirley Bassey.
Oh, she wasn't given a mention on Facebook.
She was her birthday the same day. It's the 8th of January.
Oh, there you go.
I sent her a card.
Did you? Did she not come back to you?
I didn't get her address. I sent her a card. I loved her.
Unrequited, was it?
No, she had no time for me, but... Right, she's a fabulous singer. She's absolutely brilliant. So, you're on the social media?
We're on Twitter and we're on Facebook under the Cash Returns.
Cash Returns.
So, it's been going well this last wee while. There's been a bit of...
I know we can't sort of look forward. Where would you like to see the show going? Where would you like to see yourself, further, touring further?
I'd love to take it to Nashville.
Would you?
Yeah. We've done a few shows where we would speak to a couple of Americans after, and they said they know that they've seen a few Cash shows, but they said that ours, and when you're taken back, we expect, how can you, a guy from Strabane sound, but guys from Northern Ireland sound anywhere near as good as the guys over there? And they go, look, you should. So just to even give it a shout, give it a shot and see if
it would be a good one to do.
Just a bit of fun, if anything. Do you know what I mean?
We
just
holiday.
To go over.
Aye?
We holiday.
That's
right, Caroline. Somebody to watch away.
She'll have to come too.
Oh, is she? Well, they're no leaving. They're no leaving at this stage.
No, we've got her picking up leads now. They roll them up at the end of the night.
She has her own earphones as well, anyway.
So with the Cash family, then. I think he toured with the family and stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, she's going to be part of the Carters, I think, now. Just have to get her set over somewhere.
Right. You didn't name her Carter, Cash, or anything?
No. Just Grace.
That's good enough. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick ad break. And if you just tuned in, we are talking to JP McCauley and the Cash Returns Tribute Show. Back after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to Paul McDevitt. just the other day, and I dropped a nickel in a jukebox just to hear it play. I didn't have no tune in mind, I didn't wait to choose, just dropped a nickel in a slot on the plane with the jukebox blues.
Carolyn, you have a brilliant voice, eh? You're a really country voice.
You can look for money.
Eh?
I don't get compliments in the band.
No. Well, you deserve them, I tell you what. Tell me, your musical sort of background, how long have you been singing, or have you been...
Well, funny, growing up, I was the one that would have done the singing, not much like just choir and school.
Galway.
And Galway, and Daddy forced me to, and Mum forced me to sing, you know, at a hotel or whatever.
If we went out for a Saturday night or something, like, you know, there'd be a two-piece or something, can't have gone up there.
Yeah. Aye, but you
used to get about 10 pounds. So you did?
10 pounds back in the
day. That was some money.
It was well paid, wasn't it? But the thing about it, the thing
better
about it,
pay than now.
You see, your dad was probably getting drunk, you know, get that girl up there, couple of pints here for myself. But no, your singing's brilliant. Where did you perform before? Did you perform in groups before you joined up with...
No, I was studying for 10 years, so I didn't do any singing, and then I did the Crumb just for one night supposedly, and 3 years later we're still singing.
It's a big long one night. Yeah,
it was
long, long night. It must be very difficult. It would have to be difficult to find somebody to, you know, as part of the Johnny Cash job. You can't have it if you don't have a June Carter, like.
Mm-hmm.
And your voice just complements it so brilliantly. It's very, very good, you know, and it's good. You're lucky to have that combination there between, you know, family. You can just tell him what you think and stuff like that.
Well, she does that.
Well done.
She don't hold back.
Oh no, I would say that. Why not? Sure. I'm going to go to Les. Les, how's things are you?
Well, great. 100%. Get rid of the cold would be even better.
Everybody's got the cold, haven't they?
Les, give it to me.
I've got a deep voice tonight as well.
It's going around here.
It's cold, not so bad if you're Johnny Cash voice, because it takes you right down there. You know what I mean? Right. So how's things yourself? Tearing away?
Still do. I'm tearing away with the lads here. And the last, of course.
Of course.
And you enjoying it? You know, I'm enjoying it, sure, yeah.
You've, I noticed on your Facebook page, Les, you've showband photographs and stuff up there.
That's going back a few years.
A couple of years, aren't we?
A couple of years,
Love him well. Who was that? Who's that photograph with?
That was Eamon Ponsonby in the Blue Glows. Anybody from Letterkenny know we're talking about, you
course,
know. And that was the second Blue Glows. That was the new Blue Glows, you know, because Hugh McLean was in the previous Blue Glows. And I think Hugh went on to...
Titanic too.
Hugh went on to, yeah. He went on to the Mighty Havens that before.
Threw a woman out of the boat and got on.
But that was my first show band experience, really. You know, and that was all the Corn family who were... That was all the one family, you know.
And... did you stay with the show bands then?
I had a day job as well, mind you.
Difficult to do that. But then again, well, MDs, you just done it, didn't you?
Well, you did, because you were, you know, Much younger than.
Same as
fitter
that.
And, no sense.
You hardly want to do it now.
Well, you know. If you get left at the lead, it's okay.
Of course, exactly. That's the nice thing about it. Greg, good to see you. Thanks for popping in. You weren't here with us the last night. You've been about the scene for a while.
You look like
them. You see, it's very easy.
He looks well for 24, doesn't he?
you look at people you see and you can go, you're just new. You know, I'm looking at you too and I'm saying, well, these are seasoned looking.
That's
hard looking men. Greg, what's your music background or where have you been?
I've been playing in a lot of bands my whole life. I started at 14.
Aye.
And different bands, Dusty, Moody Blue, Five Alive, a whole lot of bands. Aye. People from Killiwell, where I'm from. if anybody knows where that is, you can work it out for yourself.
Good man.
Anybody can call and tell us where Kelly Wall is would be appreciated.
Kelly Wall.
Because I'm not sure where it is myself.
you're looking to get back here. Are you enjoying it now, this?
This is great, Craig. Because this band here, we go on and do a show.
Aye.
We're also close and friend.
Aye.
In friend ways. Which is a strange thing in bands. I've been in a whole lot of bands where you've been working and playing with different people, doing the job that you do, going on out. But this band here has got a companionship, which is very important.
Oh, of course.
And when you get the music part, that also is important in the music part as well, because it makes it easier.
There's a full you need that combination of everything, did you say?
You definitely need it.
And as you say yourself, your experience with bands and stuff, I know by talking to people that there's bands this boy doesn't talk to that boy, and they deliver the goods and they just go home.
They're going through the motions. And that sort of shows.
If anybody
comes to this show, you'll see a different thing where the people on the stage are enjoying themselves. And we've always been said, look, everybody gets to the end of the night, they're saying, you crowd really enjoy yourself, you let yourselves go, and you can see you're enjoying yourself.
That's important, Greg. I think you're right, you know. But you can see it in your performance, and even the way you bounce off one another, you know, between time, you know, that's. To get a band to come up here on a Monday night, only like a proof that you're speaking to one more. And we move over to Jimmy here, to my right. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm not so bad.
Just move your... JP, move that microphone over a wee bit there just to see if we get Jimmy in talking. What's that glass of water? We bore.
Glass of water.
Jimmy, how's the things with you?
Things are grand. Enjoy playing with the boys, as Greg said. It's
relaxing.
It is relaxing. It's therapeutic, you know. Never a loud word.
Never a loud word. No, you're never a loud word, you mean?
Well, with Caroline, that's...
See, I keep them all in shape.
It takes a woman, Caroline, to put manners on. Toe the line.
Yes.
But, Jimmy, you've been about the music for a while, have you?
Been about it for... Not quite as long as Les now, but...
it's a good job you're one end of the studio and he's the other.
No, we were thinking of renaming the band Antiques Roadshow.
You know, people talk a combination of age there, you know. You put the...
Music's music, and if it's in you, you just love playing it, and that's what we find, you know.
And what have you played in bands most of your life, Jimmy?
Most of my life, and then suffered bad health. I don't play very much now. I just play an odd night with these guys here, you know, just to keep my hand in. But I really enjoy it.
You can see that the bass is. You always played the bass, sir.
Always played the bass. This wee bass here's 40 years old.
Oh, why is it?
The wife bought it to me new, and it's just about 2 years younger than me, you know.
Your wife took a queer hand at you when she gave you that.
Well, she knows when I go, she can always sell it. You know?
Right. Would it be a good style of bass, Jimmy? I wouldn't know nothing about them.
That would be.
For one string, it's not bad now.
For one string, that's right.
Is that what it is, a string? I think some people hang washing on, but I'm like, it's good. We like your style. We'll move on to the last man, Michael here to the far right, Michael and the drums. But don't be worried about getting over, Michael, because there's a whole mission for you there. How's things for you?
Very well.
You keeping well?
Yep.
And musically, have you been about for a while? You're younger looking now.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing in a band with four of these guys before the Johnny Cash.
Oh, is that right? They hear the cups and everything. people think that's me trying to create this homely atmosphere. But with jingles and stuff, it's not. It's a real McCoy. With tea and there's coffee. I'd never seen this before. I didn't even know you had coffee. Eh?
Scones,
huh? Where's the scone? Yeah,
right?
In fairness, it wouldn't be great coffee, like, but you know what I'm saying? You can't say nothing. So, Michael, you enjoying the music? And
I am, yeah. Enjoying playing with this band.
Aye.
A bit of travelling and it's good crack. It's good. Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. I would say that, all right.
And a few stories.
Just a few stories.
No. Michael, keep aiming for the book. I'm telling you now. When it all goes pear-shaped here, I'm telling you now. Keep your
memoirs.
Warts and all. Johnny Cash, warts and all. I'm telling you. Did anybody ever release it? I never heard tell you. You know, say, like Elvis, ex-band members, released a derogatory side. I don't think I've ever heard of a bad side of Cash. Like, and that, for what we don't know.
There's probably clauses, I'd say, written in there.
Bring that over to you.
There's probably clauses, I would say, written in the contracts. But no, I don't think there's...
I think he told it all. I don't think they could sort of...
No,
well, I don't think
left.
There was. I think he was, yeah. Because I know one of the things was whenever... was it Haggard? Merle Haggard, when he was in jail, Johnny Cash was playing. But Cash thought he was an exceptional artist. And when he came out of prison, he said to him... that he wanted to have him on the Johnny Cash at a TV show at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Haggard took him aside and goes, started sweating. He goes, like, they're going to find out my past. Like, they're going to, do you know what I mean? Like, they're going to rip me to bits. Like, I don't want to do it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and he goes, you go out and you tell them exactly your past. So then they've never anything to hold against you again. Nothing can ever be thrown at you.
Did he do time or was it? I can't remember. He was in jail one time. The film was he or was it?
Haggard. Merle Haggard.
Cash himself.
Cash. He didn't do hard time.
No, he portrayed this.
He did spells. I think
he was done for drugs, wasn't he?
Smuggling narcotics over the Mexican border, and then he was done for stealing a flower. Out of a yard or something in Starkville, City Jail or something like that. He spent about.
There was
time
talk like
well.
They shot him, or no, but I think they were just trying to portray that image. Maybe
no, that was just something that they. They never put it down basically that way. Like, you know, I think he liked people. No, they think that he was a wee bit more
part of the thing. You're going to do another song for us now, and it's a big one, really, isn't it?
Hurt.
Aye.
Yeah, it's the one that got me. That started this whole thing.
Oh, was it that particular
song?
Oh,
yeah, this was the one that kind of...
And what's the history of that song with Cash?
Cash, it was when he sat down with Rick Rubin. They were basically going through songs that from new artists, from his Johnny Cash's old 1950s stuff, from basically anything that would sit, and it was just Cash, Rubin, and a guitar in this wee hut. And it's they went through all these songs, and I think Rick Rubin came to him and goes... This is a song that a guy called Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails wrote. It's about heroin addiction. And but Cash knew at that time, and so did Rick Rubin, that he was kind of nearing the end of his days. He had a lot of health implications and things weren't going so well for him. So when you hear the words, like, it's very poignant. Yeah. And then when you watch the video, it's even, like, I still get the lump in my throat, like, when I watch it, like, when he's...
Do you like his style of music? As he was getting near, it's open for criticism at times.
Yeah, some of it's a bit old grandfathery. When I say that, I mean that there's some songs that didn't, but most of them, I would say 80% for me, off the last six American recording albums, that's the stuff I love the most. Between the Sun Records and the stuff he did with Rick Rubin at the end, that would be my favourite.
Well, I'm sure, whenever you're ready, you'll do Hurt for us now.
Okay.
Thanking you.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar stain. Try to kill it all the way, but I remember everything. What have I? Sweetest friend.
have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end, and you can have.
Thank you very much indeed. Brilliant. That's a great version of that song. But it's a very passionate song. That would get the...
Yeah, that's the one. First time we actually... We did a gig up in there during Christmas for Alan Over. It was a law firm. It was a private gig up in the actual jail. But it was the first time we played out in the halls. We seen the cells. But it was all young crowd. And whenever we played that, it was the first time it ever happened. But obviously we weren't loud lighters in there. So what they did was they had their phones on. And with the screens and held all the screens, started swaying the screens whenever. It was quite taken back. Like it was
nice when you're up there doing it. It's nice recognition for what.
It's brilliant. Like
because the quality of the stuff you're producing is, to me, only very Johnny Cash, very very much. You know, there's no hidden stuff there. It's really really good and pure. Cheers, so well done on that. Let me see your request for Seamus. How do you make it out, Seamus at all? Happy New Year on it from the Roadside Club for JP. I can't make it out, Seamus, but listen, if you're on the way home, take it easy on it. And John Wallace said hello, happy 10th birthday to Nisha Lunn. No more, John, thank you. And Philomena up in the Sean O'Hare unit, hello to you and all the kitchen staff. Right, lads, Les, Greg, Caroline, JP, Jimmy and Michael, thank you so much for coming down. It's a pleasure. Plug the gigs again. People go along here. This is a class show.
All right. We're at the Inishowen Gateway this Saturday night. 16th of January. There's tickets still available for that. Then we're 16th of March. We're in Jackson's Hotel in Ball Buffet, day before St. Patrick's. I've got down here the Millennium Forum on the 17th of June as well. So that's going to be a big one for us. We're really looking forward. And I've also written down my mommy. So big shout
out
to our mommy. Because we'll never hear the end of it if we don't say.
There's people you can forget, but you can take it from me now. Don't you dare forget your mother.
Our harshest critic.
We've been reared on Highland Radio.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
My mother is a very keen Highland Radio.
Where's your mom for living?
Strabane.
Oh, that's Strabane. Yeah. Where about Strabane, eh?
The Ernie Road.
Oh, Ernie Road.
So that's Annette McCauley out there. Yeah. Oh, just in case he's not too sure.
Ah, very good. We'll look out for the next day. Give us a wave, Annette, next day you see us. But hey, listen, it's a full credit to you. It's not an easy thing to do because there is dedicated Johnny Cash fans out there and critics who look out. And, you know, they'll soon tell you if you're not doing it. Yeah. And you wouldn't be getting the bookings and the gigs if you weren't good. Good luck with the rest of the show, the new production.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to some night. I was up the last night to the Crumb. But it's the only time ever in my life I don't think I could get into the
jail.
Me and my daughter were out and we kind of stayed out. So is there a bar in the Crumb?
There is, yes.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll be there the next night. It's a pleasure. Thanks to yourselves, lads, for making the journey. And I know we're going to go out with the big one now.
Yep, Jackson. We're going to go for Jackson. So let's go.
Thank you very much.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper's mouth, and we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm going to mess around. Yeah, well, I'm going to Jackson,
Paul Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn and loosen my coat. Yeah, well, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But the lad that you in Jackson, now be dancing on a pony gay.
Right.
And they'll pull you round town like a scalded hound with your tail stuck between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson. You're big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson.
Got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. And we've been talking about Jackson ever since that fire went down.
Thank you.
Woo! Thank you very much. That's an unbelievable sound. Really, really is as good as you'll get to Johnny Cash. If you want to get more, the only show on Gateway this Saturday night, and doors open right about 9 o'clock. Tickets still available there if you want them, but they're going like hotcakes. Hey, lads, thank you all very much. Caroline, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, Paul.
Oh, it's a pleasure. That's entertainment at its best there. And have a safe journey home. Thanks indeed.